There is very little time left in 2009. How many times have you been able to experience the new year in Kagawa? If you don't get to have much interaction with Japanese people, then you probably don't have many opportunities to know what the Japanese New Year is all about, even if you have been living in Kagawa. On today's Come On iPal, I'll be introducing the ways that people celebrate the New Year in Japan. First, before the New Year's celebrations begin, most people do a massive year-end cleaning of their houses, which is called Osoji. Then, on December 31st, called Omisoka in Japanese, people eat udon or soba. These are called Toshikoshi Udon or Toshikoshi Soba, and we eat them that our lives might be long like the noodles. In most places in Japan, people eat soba noodles at this time, but since this is Kagawa, most people eat udon instead. You can hear bells from the surrounding temples as the time approaches midnight on the 31st. These bells are called the Joya no Kane, and they ring out 108 times. It is a custom to go to a shrine or temple right when the new year begins in order to wish for a good year, in what is called Hatsumode. There are also a lot of people who go to a place with a good view in order to catch the year's first sunrise, or Hatsuhinode. We also enjoy the custom of eating osechi ryori and ozoni on New Year's. Ozoni is a soup with mochi, rice cakes, in it, but the way of making the broth varies from region to region. The main characteristic of Kagawa's ozoni is that the mochi contains an, or red bean paste. This unique characteristic has made Kagawa's ozoni famous throughout the country. What do you say to spending a Kagawa-esque New Year's this year by eating Toshikoshi udon and red bean paste ozoni with your family or friends? The recipe for red bean paste ozoni is posted on iPal's website, so please give it a try. Our homepage is www.i-pal.or.jp. iPal Kagawa will be closed from December 28th through January 4th, so we'd all like the chance now to say Yoi Otoshi O, Happy New Year. Come on, iPal. Next week's show will be broadcast in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be the week after next, January 3rd, Sunday, at 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about Sanuki dialect. This is Chris, signing off.